Today on episode 102 of Typical Chicago Fans, we have Sinkers and Floaters, an interview with Frank the Tank, the TCF Sports Minute, rewriting the rules, and a TCF top three of Wrigley Field food order. Let's roll. Hello and welcome to episode 102 of Typical Chicago Fans. It's me, your boy Boomy, on Twitter at BoomyTCF. Make sure to follow the main page at Typical_Chicago. Head to Facebook and Instagram, type in Typical Chicago Fans, give those pages a like as well. Go on over to YouTube, type in Typical Chicago Fans, and subscribe to our page there for all of our content in video form. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts, we are there. Make sure that you follow those. But also make sure to follow the guy that I am joined with tonight. That is, of course, Zach at ZLiliaTCF on Twitter. Our episode today is brought to you by our friends over at 26shirts.com. Chicago. Head on over to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago, to check out some of the coolest Chicago sports merchandise around. We've got a ton of their gear. I can't rave enough about it. It's some of the best fitting Chicago merchandise I've ever owned. It's cool. They help out good causes. What more could you ask for? So head over to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago. Use promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off your order. It's summertime. You need a new wardrobe. Get you some clothes that fit you right, that look good, that take care of you this summer. 26shirts.com/Chicago. Promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% or off of your order. Zach, my man, how are we doing? Episode 102, baby.
I'm good. Me and Boomy went golfing today. I think I almost melted.
Yeah, it was a scorcher, to say the least.
Miserable. Like we were talking 2-3 months ago, every single day it was 15 to 20 mile per hour winds. And yep. Today, zero.
Zero wind. And anytime there was a breeze, it was a warm breeze. It sucked.
Awful.
But I got to make a quick humble brag. I did, despite the heat, I shot my lowest round at our home course that I've ever posted. So I will take it. I will suck it up and take my victory as I can get it. So
can't good complain. For you.
Yep, I will absolutely take it. So, but yeah, it sucks. But hey, it's a new day. And by the time you guys are hearing this podcast, me and Zach will be on our way to Wrigleyville, hopefully taking in the Cubs game as they go for the sweep of the Cardinals. Life can't get much better, but we'll get back to that later in the TCF Sports Minute. Other than the heat, Zach, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. I'm good. Like you said, we're going to be on our way to Wrigleyville, hopefully getting into the game.
We'll make the best of it.
Yeah, it's a 6 o'clock game. Yeah, we'll be in the area if we do not go into the game. But it's just an awesome atmosphere that me and Boomy, we got to be a part of it. We'll be doing some content from the Typical Chicago Fans Instagram page, Twitter page. So make sure you check that out. But really, life can't be better right now. The Cubs are playing well. It's summertime. Yes, it's hot, but it's beautiful out.
And 100% capacity in the stadium.
Oh, unbelievable. I think there were like 39,000 tonight. They're going to probably be around that tomorrow night. I'm excited.
Absolutely, man. We can't ask for much more. But let's get things started like we always do. And that is, of course, Sinkers and Floaters. My sinker is whales. And I don't know if anybody has seen this story, but Michael Packard, a 56-year-old man from Wellfleet, I think it was Maryland, maybe? Yep, Maryland or Massachusetts. But he is a commercial lobster diver, and he got caught in the mouth of a humpback whale
off of
Cape Cod on Friday morning. But he survived.
He was inside the humpback whale for 30 seconds, I think I saw.
Yeah, and so he's down there diving for commercial lobster, and he was basically swallowed by a 45-foot humpback whale deep in the waters off of Provincetown Town. And he said, all of a sudden, I felt this huge bump and everything went dark. So the whale was trying to swallow him. You were right, Zach. It was about 30 seconds. He continued to breathe, still had his oxygen on, and eventually the whale just spit him out. So stay away from whales because you may get swallowed. This is like Jonah in the Bible, I think. He was the one that got swallowed by the whale. I hope I got my Bible story right. But, yeah, tough week if you're out diving in the ocean. Don't get swallowed up by whales, man.
Hey, but you survived and you have a cool story, so you'll take
it. Absolutely. That guy and the guy from the Bible are like the only two that have that story now.
Yeah. My sinker, going outside at like 7 or 8 in the morning and just starting to sweat already. Yeah. Oh, nothing's worse. Like, you just wake up in the morning, you go outside, and you're sweating. It's just, you realize it's going to be an awful day out. This morning, before we went golfing, I went outside, and it was like 8:30 or so, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Like, you just open the garage door, and you just get hit in the face with just, like, humidity.
Yeah, it's brutal.
But like you said, we're going to be headed to Wrigley Field, which is supposed to be in the upper 70s. So I will take that.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I think I looked when I got to my car, and I was even parked in the shade today, and it was said 94. So, and like I said earlier, even there was no breeze, and when there was a breeze, it was a hot breeze. So when it happens that early, we teed off at 9:20 in the morning, and the whole 4 hours was just an absolute sweat. So for it to start happening that early is absolutely brutal. My floater, on the other hand, is elephants. And that is because a group of elephants who are already famous in their homeland of China have began wandering. I think it's part of their like yearly, they wander from, you know, place to place following the weather patterns and all that stuff. But these incredible animals have traveled over 300 miles. And if you haven't seen the video yet, take a look. It's all over social media. But there's just this giant pack of elephants, and they don't look that big because they're all, it's only the elephants. But it's like 8 or 9 elephants just taking a nap in a field because they've marched over 300 miles. So here we are complaining about 94 degree temperatures, playing around a golf, and these animals that weigh like 5,000 pounds are just hoofing at 300 miles, through, mainland China. But take a look at the video if you haven't yet. It's pretty adorable. You know, they're cashed. What else do you do after you go 300 miles? They just cash in the field. So shout out to those elephants.
That's exactly what I would do. I would just fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever wake up, though. 300 miles, that's a long way to go.
That is a very long way to go. Well, my floater will kind of go into me and Boomy's plans for our Sunday. Wrigley Field is my floater. It's so awesome just to, like, hear videos of, like, the guys hitting home runs. And it's just so loud, and you hear the fans, and you just realize how much you missed it last year. Yep. And even at the beginning of the year, it was like, what did they start off with, like 25% capacity, then they went to 60. Yep. Now they're at 100. It's awesome. It's something that you really missed, and me and Boomy will hopefully be a part of it on Sunday night when the Cubs go for the sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals. But Wrigley Field, it's so back.
Yeah, hearing that roar of the crowd. I mean, me and my wife were at a bar in DeKalb today when the Cubs started scoring. And even just seeing it on TV, you know, we're sitting in a, you know, a small bar with like 6 or 7 people in it. And, of course, me being the idiot I am, I'm standing on my chair and clapping and hollering. There's two other guys. There's 7 people in the bar. There's 2 other guys at the end that are doing the exact same thing. And we could, you know, you kind of feel that energy coming from the TV. Well, so
they made it pretty interesting, too.
Definitely. I can't imagine what the energy is going to be like when we're there in person.
They had bases loaded, 2 outs, had to bring Craig Kimbrell in, but they got the dub.
Yep. Hey, that's all that matters. So we'll use that. Like you said, Zach, we're going to jump into our interview with Frank the Tank. Frank's been on a few times. It was great to have him back talking about this upcoming week series, Monday through Thursday, the Cubs and the Mets. The Mets are in first place in the East. The Cubs are in first place in the Central. And it's always good to talk to our guy Frank, catch up. And
he will be at the game at Citi Field on Tuesday,
which is, I think we can both agree, is like in our top mine and yours, like top 10 stadiums in Major League Baseball. So a little jealous.
I was there a few years ago and it was awesome.
Yep. It was the same year I was there. You were there right after me. So it's definitely up there for us. But let's go ahead and throw it to our interview with Frank the Tank Fleming. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back a recurring guest to the show. If you follow anything Barstool related, you know this guy. He is the host of the Allow Me to Be Frank podcast and the operator of one of my favorite sports websites around, sportsencyclopedia.com. He now
I need some help with that right now. I'm kind of on a hiatus about it because I just need help. I can't do it anymore.
It's a lot. It's a great website though. I still every now and then I check in and get my, you know, what the update of the day or the, you know, this day in history. I love that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can get that going easier for you. But he's got Tank Thursdays on the Yak, does a podcast called Barstool Units with Dougs. You can find him on Twitter at NJTank99. He is the one, the only Frank the Tank. Frank, how are you doing, my man?
All right.
Good. I know you're a little nervous.
I'm doing a little bit better than Lamar Odom is right now.
I seen the it's the Aaron Carter Lamar Odom boxing celebrity match.
I mean,
and we draw Brock Bottom for him was when he's married to the Kardashians.
Always go lower than Rock Bottom, right?
Yeah, I don't think it gets lower than losing to Aaron Carter.
That's tough.
Who's got to be tough. At least a foot shorter than him?
Oh, at least.
You know, NBA player. You get hockey players; they know how to fight.
Yes.
Baseball players, they kind of push and shove each other. Football players like to choke each other and slam each other to the ground. Basketball players can't fight for a shit.
That's so true.
It's been a tough run for basketball players. Nate Robinson, you know, with whatever, the Paul brother, and then obviously Lamar Odom. Not a great stretch of fighting for NBA players, but
lullaby and good night. He put that Nate Robinson to sleep.
Oh yeah. I'm still not convinced that Nate Robinson is awake yet. It looked like they just dragged him off to the side. I still haven't found out if Nate Robinson woke up from that. That was bad. But
Frank, we were talking about you were a little nervous here. Frank, the Mets, they're sitting at 31-24 and four games up on the Phillies. Are you pleased with the season so far? I don't think you are, but are you pleased about
– I'm pleased with the record. I'm just totally nervous about all the injuries and the feeling that doom is around the corner.
I'm a big fan of your Mets Minute on TikTok that you do. I like the positivity.
Yeah, I was gonna do it. I was gonna do it, but I had to do this first.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. But yeah, the Mets so far, you're in first place. I know there's been some games that you've gotten a little angry with because they've given the lead up. Do you have with? I know DeGrom is you don't know up in the air. Do you trust this team?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to trust him in 14 years.
As a Bears fan, I understand that.
Who has been your favorite player on the team so far? Maybe your most surprising, but who's been, you know, your favorite?
Besides DeGrom?
Is DeGrom your number one, like, that's your go-to? Or?
Yes.
Okay, then who would you go after that?
Let's see, maybe Alonso.
Okay, I'm a big Pete Alonso fan. I'm a big Florida Gator fan, so I always find myself cheering for Pete Alonso. So, anybody that you would put in that third slot this season?
Maybe Taiwan Walker.
Okay, don't hate that.
Yeah, what about? I was there for Pete Alonso versus the Mets 2 years ago, I think, when he broke the record for most home runs in a single season for a Mets player.
That's right.
What is it, Frank? 50-something?
53.
Jesus. Who held the record before him?
Carlos Beltran.
Ooh.
Didn't Daryl Strawberry also have a really good rookie season? Wasn't he up at the top of that list?
He had 26, which was the Mets rookie record previous.
This is a single season record by any player.
Yeah. And Beltran actually broke Daryl's record. Daryl Strawberry had 37 one year.
Oh, okay. Has he progressed?
Well, actually, Todd Hundley broke the record. Todd Hundley had 41 first.
Todd Hundley.
He played for the Cubs at one point.
His father was a Cub.
Yes.
And then Todd came and played at some point in his career, I remember.
End of his career after his career is basically, Edry is pretty much washed up.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Has Frank. Pete Alonso progressed in a way? Like, obviously, he has the insane rookie year. Like, has his progression into a full-fledged, full-time MLB player, has that been sufficient enough, or do you think he's still got room to improve?
He's got room to improve, but he's just had a good series in Baltimore.
Right on.
Frank, I think I know the answer to this question, but who has been the biggest disappointment so far for the Mets?
Francisco Lindor.
So you're saying that signing has not been worth it so far?
I mean, he's hit better last week, but up until last week, he was batting 180.
Yeah.
Which is just plain friggin' terrible.
Does it worry you the length of that contract? I mean, it might be the biggest or the longest. Is it?
Well,
that
starting to worry you, even though it's early? That seems to be the new norm in baseball. I mean, right. he's not 30 yet, so it's not going to be like.
Because that's true. The norm really is at least 8 to 10 years if you want a big time contract for a big time player. And as a Cub fan, we're just kind of waiting to see what player is going to get that big time contract, if any player is, because. Like we talked about last time when you were on the podcast, you kind of said maybe you were going to take Chris Bryant and the Mets. Do you think that that's still a possibility, Frank?
Well, the Cubs are playing well right now, so it doesn't look like they're going to be doing any trades.
I really hope you're right, Frank. But as a Cub fan, I'm a little nervous that they're set in their ways and they still may sell.
Yeah, it's got a bad gut feeling about this.
Well, if you want the players to sell, you could come to the Lyndhurst pastry shop and where they have lemon ice, Italian ices.
Who doesn't love a good Italian ice, though? That's pretty tempting.
And you'll like who they're owned by.
Who?
Who's that?
Who are they owned by?
Anthony Rizzo's family.
Oh,
I did not know that. Learn something new. Like every time I go to Sports Encyclopedia, learn something new every time.
A fun fact.
Have you come around at all on Edluis Diaz yet?
Yeah, I'm starting to come along.
Okay. I was wondering if you were, because I remember one time we talked and I thought you were ready to put out a hit on Edwin. And have you changed it from Edluis to Edwin yet, or is he still kind of in between?
He's inching towards Edwin.
Okay. He's trending in the right direction.
Yep.
Right on. So we talked a little bit about the Cubs, obviously, a little bit of a surprise kind of from an outsider's perspective, you know, a New York fan like yourself, what has been your take on the Cubs season so far from the outside looking in?
Well, they've played a lot better, than expected. Craig Kimbrel looks like he's back to the old Craig Kimbrel and not the Craig Kimbrel that looked like he was about to pitch in the Atlantic League last year.
Yeah, seriously.
I think I saw something. He's like 16-for-18 for his last 16-for-18 of his last saves, and he's
they've had enough offense this year where they've actually scored some runs. I mean, last year they were severely lacking.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, we've talked about it a few times, is like the biggest knock on the Cubs in the last 5 years has always been their bullpen, and that's been arguably the best part of the team this year.
I mean, of course, you play a lot of games against the Pirates, and it helps the Pirates.
That helps a lot.
The Pirates are allergic to first base.
Yeah, that's true.
It is high, it is far, it is gone! Key Brian Hayes. Ah, la 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 la. Oh God, that's the first base. It's lava. I can't touch lava.
That was wild. I don't know if I've ever seen that in a major, in a professional baseball. Like, you see that in like Little League, not in Major League Baseball.
Well, it legendarily happened in the 1962 season to the Mets.
Really?
And Marvin Throwbury hit a ball into the center field in the Polo Grounds, which went forever.
Yep.
And he made it to third base. So he gets to third base, and the umpire calls him out. So Casey Stengel comes out to argue. He says, he got called out because he didn't touch second base. And then Casey Stengel came out to argue, and the umpire went up to Casey. Casey, don't even bother. He didn't even touch first either.
That's great. That's hilarious. Did you expect, like, I think I kind of alluded to this, like, the surprise of the Cubs. Where did you, at the beginning of the season, think that the Cubs would be? Like, probably not a first-place team, right?
I thought they'd be a team that like, hung near 500 and then had to sit the sale and had a bad second half.
Who do you think is the best team in the National League right now?
It's still hard to pick against the Dodgers.
Valid point. Do you think the Padres have enough to catch the Dodgers after the run that the Dodgers have had the last 10 years?
Well, I would have said that they had a good shot, but I haven't been too impressed with what I've seen against the Mets.
Yeah,
I think the Cubs are like 6-1 or 5-1 against the Padres on their season series. They have not been playing well. If you look at their stats, other than Tatis, their offense has not been the best.
Machado has not had a great year.
No.
That's the thing. Like you said, he's on a big contract too. So that's one of those kind of – it's going to be crazy to see over the next few years.
Snell's had a pretty good year as a starter for them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hard luck loser tonight.
Frank, what's – everybody picked the Braves to win the NL East. What's the deal with the Braves? You know the NL East probably more than anybody we know. What's the deal with the Braves sitting at 29-32?
Their bullpen is atrocious.
Oh, okay. Because that offense is pretty good, but
yeah, their bullpen is their bullpen comes in and they it was like that guy that's trying to put out the fire in his backyard barbecue, and it blows him up.
It's that bad.
Yeah. Well, they did good against the Dodgers last week, but against the Phillies, back-to-back nights, their bullpen blew the game. They had a 3-1 lead going into the bottom of the 10th after scoring two runs, and they didn't even get anyone out. The Phillies just tattooed the ball.
Frank, we got the Mets Cubs starting Monday. Have you ever been to Chicago?
No.
No, I think you would love Wrigley Field.
You know, I would have probably tried to go this year, except the game was in the series that the Mets played in Wrigley. You had to be in fucking April. The one time it probably wouldn't have been feasible for me to get out there. Things still weren't completely open yet, and I had things to do with going to Rough and Rowdy that the weekend after that series. In fact, I watched the third game of that series in West Virginia.
Which, by the way, Frank, we haven't talked to you since, but you were absolutely electric. We went to Zach's house and watched that Rough and Rowdy. Was that the one you were doling out hot dogs?
Yes.
Speaking of hot dogs, Chicago dog, that'd be good for the raw dogging.
Well, it may not have been in Chicago, but it basically was a Chicago dog at a place called Hot Dog Heaven in Orlando.
Ooh.
What was your thought?
I don't know, it's pretty good.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little too much for me for the Chicago dog.
Yeah, I like it, but it's just too much.
But it was How do you feel about the whole ketchup conspiracy? And like, no one in Chicago allows, like, thinks you should be allowed to put ketchup on a hot dog. I could care less.
I agree full-heartedly.
I don't think Frank thinks that ketchup should go on anything.
I hate ketchup. I'm with you on that, Frank. I'm not, but who am I to judge what another man puts on his hot dog?
I agree, but I just think that they should avoid ketchup.
I don't hate that.
So you're saying we're going down to Orlando. You got what's some new Barstool content you got coming out?
Well, I'm still writing my Florida trip blog. Those should be coming out. Maybe part two will come out Monday or so.
I love the mini putt. I always watch those on YouTube.
Yep, I have a second mini putt contest with Doug's coming up too next week.
Love that.
I got more Raw Dog videos coming out soon. I got a lot of fucking cameos I have to do tonight, so.
You're like the cameo king, apparently. Yeah,
so I have to do like a bunch of them after I'm done.
Like, you kind of led the way there. It seems like now everyone, a lot of people at Barstool are doing cameo now.
Of course, Dave, like, slam dunked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, well, if I'm a millionaire, I wouldn't have to do it either.
Yeah. But, hey, I seen you're putting up numbers on Cameo, so
yeah.
Can't say anything about that.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought Aaron Carter won the fight, but it looks like, oof.
Not good.
I just saw the Central Arkansas field. It's ugly.
The purple and gray and black. Yes. That one's pretty cool, man. What do you mean ugly?
Oh,
don't like it?
I'm on your side, Frank.
I love all the crazy colors.
So Lamar Odom dropped Aaron Carter. Oh, boy.
He should. He's a foot taller and probably has 70 pounds on him. I'm going to have to go and watch this video now.
Yeah, I can't. If anyone actually paid for that.
I actually saw a tweet that I thought said that Odom lost.
Oh, I gotcha.
Which would have been, he should have just died in the ring if that would happen.
Just don't come out if you lose to Aaron Carter. Well, Frank, before we let you go, we got four games Monday through Thursday, Cubs, Mets. What's your series prediction? Is it going to be a split?
I have a feeling it's going to be a split.
Yeah. Two pretty good teams as of right now, so I wouldn't. I would like.
I'd be okay with that. I'll
take what I can get.
Oh boy. The Aaron Carter's like headgear got like turned around.
Oh, they wore headgear.
Yeah.
Oh, who cares? Let them take that headgear off. Put them in Rough and Rowdy.
That would be a good spot for something like that. Frank, are you going to be at any of the games?
Tuesday, at least.
Love it. Like I said, I was out there a few years ago. What did you say, your thoughts on the hot dogs at Citi Field?
Pretty mediocre.
I saw you're doing a little something with, what's the hot dog company name? Feltman's. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're very good hot dogs.
Yeah, I gotta try those.
Is that an East Coast thing?
Yeah, there's a New York thing.
They're trying to. They're mainly mail order right now. It's named after Charles Feltman, who invented the hot dog. He used to have a store that predated Nathan's. In fact, Nathan's worked for Feltman's.
So I can get them shipped out here to Illinois.
Yeah, you can get them shipped out. Go to Feltmans.com. Use promo code Frank, you get 20% off.
There we go.
I know what I'm doing after this interview.
I know I'm going to have to. Well, okay, I said, Frank, before I let you go, I also just want to say, I love watching the Yak Tank Thursdays. I'm loving it. Your walk-off on Thursday was amazing. Your little, what was it? The
Sam Darnold doesn't want to get the COVID vaccine. Says he's unsure of it. And I said that, and I basically said, well, it's too bad they didn't have a vaccine for mono.
That's very true.
Mic drop.
Love it, Frank.
Great stuff. Well, Frank, you know, we got your match coming up. I'd always, you know, cheer for my Cubbies, but if we have to lose a couple, I'm glad it'd be to your Mets. So I'd be okay with that, but no more than two. I can't handle that. I'm okay with a gentleman.
Well, I'll be out there Tuesday for sure.
Love it. All right, man. Well, thank you for joining the show. Make sure you follow Frank at NJTank99. Check out all of his work. He's doing great stuff. And like you said, Frank, what was that promo code on the hot dogs?
Frank.
And what was the website?
I'll be using that right after the show.
Feltmans.us.
Feltmans.us. So me and Zach are going to order some hot dogs. Do the same. It's summertime. There's literally, that's the perfect summer food. What's your order if you're putting, on top of your hot dog, what are you going, Frank, so I know when I cook them up here?
Plain. Raw dog. Nothing.
All right. Well, I'll give it the taste test. Make sure you check out Frank, like I said, on Twitter, all the work he does. Frank, thanks so much for joining us here on the podcast.
Thank you, Frank.
All right. I'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Good luck with everything. Keep it rolling, man. You're doing great. Shout out, as always, to our guy, Frank the Tank Fleming. Always good having him on. Make sure you follow Frank on Twitter at NJTank99. But let's get into it. The TCF Sports Minute, as we talked with Frank. But and we talked about it earlier. Cubs are rolling right now. Saturday, they beat the Cardinals as well as Friday. So they're going for the sweep today. They beat the Cardinals 8-5 in a nice comeback win on Friday. Then they pick up a nice win on Saturday, 7-2, going for the sweep on ESPN tonight before a big series on the road at the Mets. But, man, it just feels they're 37-27. And I don't know about you, Zach. I know it's super early. I know it's only middle June. But sitting in first place at 37-27, I think we can all agree is a little bit higher than where we all expected the Cubs to be at this time of the season.
Well, like they were kind of talking on the game on Saturday night with Joe Buck. AJ Brzezinski was on the call. But they were saying how David Ross is like, I just let this clubhouse do what they got to do. These guys understand that they are better than advertised at the beginning of the season. They know that they're better than what they were supposed to do this season. And they're playing that way. They're beating good teams right now. The Cardinals, not one of those teams, because the Cardinals are not very good right the second.
But they literally
had to put their closer in tonight in a 7-2 game because he hadn't had work in a week, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know about you,
but like the Cardinals, obviously we know they're down right now, but it does have that feeling like, and I think Matt brought it up on last week's podcast, that like, you just never know. Like, there could be a time where the Cardinals rattle off, like, 20 out of 28.
I think it's going to come down to the Brewers and Cubs right now. The Brewers playing very well.
I'm not counting. I know they're injury-laden right now. I don't think it's going to be a long one. But at the end of the day, they still have Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. So I'm not completely done with the Cardinals. Don't get me wrong. I would be the first one to count the Cardinals out.
I understand what you mean.
But that city.
I know, but Goldschmidt hasn't been playing that great. Arenado is Arenado. He always will be, but I don't know.
Yeah, I hope you're right, and I hope it comes down.
I'm more worried about the Brewers right now.
Yeah, they're getting it done right now, and it is what it is. But if the Cubs keep playing the way they do,
yeah, it shouldn't matter. But the Brewers stop playing the Pirates.
Yeah, well, I mean, people could say that. I think the Cubs have played the Pirates seven times this year. But it'll all even out in the end. And like you said earlier, the White Sox.
The Cubs had a few series at the beginning of the year with the Pirates that I think they lost.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember, at that, like, wish you had those back.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they won the third game of that series to not get swept. They lost the first two, and we were all kind of like, what the hell is going on?
Can't really say anything about the Pirates.
Yeah, exactly. Frank took care of that for us. They love missing first base. But anyway, the White Sox, 40-24, man, just taking care of business. They picked up
15-2.
Just absolute drubbing of the Pirates. The Tigers and the Pirates are like the same thing to me.
They're playing really well. Their offense is who is this Goodwin that they got?
Oh, Godwin, they picked him up when Robert went down.
Okay.
He played for Cincinnati at one point.
He had 5 RBIs today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it feels like anyone that they put in this offense right now is going to do well. I think it's also the excitement in the locker room, the dugout. This team is just having fun out there. And that's when back in like 2016, 2015, when the Cubs started having fun with it, you let it loose and you play really well. And that's what this team seems like they're doing. The starting pitching is there. So the White Sox, as good as the Cubs are playing, I think the White Sox
24.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun summer in Chicago to have two good baseball teams for the first time in a very long time. I'm just excited that the Cubs are also going to be a part of it. They weren't expected to be a part of it, so I'm excited.
The White Sox are tied for the second best record in baseball right now. And like we said about the Cubs, they will also be going for the sweep today. And they have Rodon on the mound going against Kyle Funkhauser, who's struggling, you know, not great. He's got a 2.7 ERA, but Carlos Rodon sitting at 5-2 going into today's game with a 1.96 ERA. You got to love your chances to take your sweep. And then you head back home to face the number one record in baseball. You got the Tampa Bay Rays coming in. So here's a true test. The White Sox had a test a couple weeks ago against the Yankees. Did not go well. Here's another test. The Tampa Bay Rays have the best record in baseball, 41 wins, the highest winning percentage. Here's your true test. At home, can you take care of business against the reigning AL champs? We will find out. And before we move on out of the TCF Sports Minute, Zach, I got to, of course, bring this up with your hat on, but Justin Fields got a gigantic roaring standing ovation at the Cubs game on Friday. So you got to feel pretty good about that, right?
I'm excited for that. I've said it probably about 8,000 times during this episode already. I say excited a lot. I was listening back to the podcast. I say it. I'm sorry. But seeing him at Wrigley Field, and the crowd was going nuts for Justin Fields. But it's so fun to see because, I mean, as of right now, we're just having fun in the off season. He hasn't thrown a single football for the Chicago Bears. So he has it practiced, but we're just having fun right now with it, really. They're just soaking it all in. He's really embracing it, which is awesome. I think he kind of understands the role that he's kind of in right now, and with a team that has never really had a quarterback that was they had from his rookie year on that was good. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was amazing. That was
right, because even Mitch had the question marks and you know
franchise quarterback. They've never had that.
Right, right.
And you'd be the first for, to what, 3-4 years or whatever. Yeah. Maybe longer than that. It was maybe 6 years.
Yeah.
But we've never wanted that with Mitch Trubisky. Even with Mitch Trubisky though, there was never this kind of buzz. And I think with some of the stuff said out of mini camp saying Darnell Mooney, I said this on the morning show, but he was saying how it was just a beautiful ball placed. He was smiling on the route before the ball even got to him because he knew it was on point. That's just nice things to hear.
For sure. It's something to be excited about, and that definitely helps. And then to see his, you know, reception into the local sports.
It's also, as a Cub fan, nice to see him in a Cubs uniform.
Yeah, because I remember Mitch's big, like, entry was him chugging the beer at the Sox game. So, you know, you got to
I'm guessing he will end up at a Sox game, but for now, he's a Cub fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and move into our segments. Leading off, we have TCF rewrites the rules. So, Zach, do you have a rewriting of the rules? These are our dumb brains finding a way to make sports cooler or more fun or whatever the case is. What do you got for me, bud?
Been watching a lot of playoff hockey, and to go to overtime, and I think it's, what, 3-on-3?
It's 4-on-4 or 3-on-3.
Well, yeah, minus the goalie, I think, is what I'm saying. Yeah. 3-on-3. I think they should do that at the end, like last 5 minutes of every period.
Okay. I don't hate that.
Just boom.
Can I add to yours a little bit? My dad brought this up. I've got to give credit, you know, cite my sources. My dad said that overtime should start off like 5 minutes of 5-on-5. No one scores. The next 5 minutes, 4-on-4. Next 5 minutes, 3-on-3. No one scores. Next 5 minutes, 2-on-2. Next 5 minutes, 1-on-1. And if you don't get to that, then you go to the goalies trying to score on each other. I don't hate that either.
Imagine that. That'd be crazy.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Two goalies just like trying to get down the ice to score a goal. It's like,
yeah. Ugh. And it's kind of like a game of chicken, like which goalie's going to leave first and give, you know, the chance to leave his goal all the way open. Yeah. But there's so many like minor league hockey or independent league hockey leagues. Like,
at least try it out.
Yes, exactly. You know, like,
they're doing some fun stuff with minor league baseball. Might as well try it.
Absolutely. My idea for rewriting the rules, Zach, comes from our slow pitch softball league that we both play in. And we happen to have a frisbee golf hole right behind our left field fence. Now, here's my idea. At our field, it'd be damn near impossible.
I mean, that thing would have to go straight up in the air and straight down.
But here's what I'm saying. You put, and I'm talking pro sports, you put some sort of goal in the bleachers, and if you hit a home run into that goal, then it's worth either an extra run or whatever the case is, take away, you know, a run from the other team, whatever you want.
Extra outfielder for the next inning.
Or the opposite team has to play without, like, you get to pick, like, you don't get to play with your shortstop. You don't get to play with your left fielder for the rest of the game. Like, it's almost like in golf, that game where you, like, if I win the hole, then I get to take a club out of your bag that you can't use. Kind of make it like that. Again, there's a million minor leagues. There's a million independent leagues going on. Somebody try this out. Put some sort of target or a hole or whatever. And if someone hits a hole or a home run in there, be as you may.
That, like, some minor league places. Like, if you hit the target, like, section 101 gets like free pretzels.
Right, but I'm saying let's make it worth something in the game.
I know.
I don't hate either of these. If you guys have any rewriting the rules, make sure you send them to us. We love including these because we come up with the dumbest things when we're sitting watching sports. Or
like if they hit it, they hit the target, then like one lucky fan gets $1 million.
Yeah, something like that.
That would be awesome. I mean, the crowd would be going nuts.
Oh, absolutely. Or like, you know, you win a car.
It's like the way team hits a home run and it hits a target and like the fans are still going crazy, all excited.
It's like, oh, the Pirates drive one to left field. Oh my God, some idiot in section 202 is gonna walk away with $1 million. Like everybody's gonna be pretty excited about that.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Well, let's move into our last segment with me and Zach heading to Wrigleyville. We're going to do a TCF top three, but it's going to be our Wrigley Field food order. So we have to include a snack, some sort of entree, and a drink. So it doesn't matter the order you take it in. Zach, would you like to go first?
Yes, I will go first. I'm going basic. I'm just going to go with that nice, is it Bud Light? A nice big Bud Light.
You had to ask me about a Bud Light?
No. I had to make sure that's what they had at the game.
Oh, Anheuser-Busch, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the beer. You just get there, you get that first beer, you go sit down. Even though sometimes it's a little hard. It's going to be a little hard, maybe, Boomy, to get drinks and stuff at the Cubs game. But because there's even more people now.
Yep.
But you go sit down, you walk up the stairs with that beer, and I'm at Wrigley Field. Beautiful. Yep.
There's something about having that nice cold refreshment in your hand. Good choice. I'm going to start off, I think this is in the bleachers, but an Italian beef sandwich as my entree. One of the places, I believe it's behind left center field where we sat for opening day a couple years ago, had a great Italian beef. I'm going to go Italian beef sandwich. I think you get some fries with that, but I can take or leave the fries. So that's going to be my entree as an Italian beef sandwich. For my drink, shout out to our guy, Mai Tai guy. I'm going with the outfield Mai Tai. Nice little refreshing color. And I talked about this last week. I love a good summer Mai Tai. So I'll pay the 13, 14 bucks, whatever. Give me a good Mai Tai in the outfield. Sun beating down on you. Let's roll. Give me a Mai Tai and Italian beef. I'm ready to roll.
For my food, I'll go with those like little wood fire pizzas.
Ooh,
I think that's what they are, right?
Well, yeah, I think they do that in the concourse.
Yeah, they're very good. Very good pizzas. And then for my snack, I'll go with a pretzel. Nice little pretzel with cheese.
Ooh, here's my snack to finish things up. I'm going with the vendor that walks the aisles. I'm going with the lemon chill freezy ice cream kind of thing.
especially on a hot day at Wrigley Field.
I'm thinking, like, today, when if the game was going on when we were on the golf course and it's 94 degrees, you get a lemon chill. I mean, your body temperature automatically drops like 11 degrees.
I was saying that this doesn't seem right with the Cubs-Cardinals series at Wrigley Field, that there's more night games than there are day games.
Yes, I agree. You should be able to tonight take down a nice refreshing Bud Light or Mai Tai, and then, you know, sixth, seventh inning comes around, you get your lemon chill, you move on, you keep it moving. Absolutely.
Let's just say me and Boomy will be eating a lot of food tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been dropping some LBs, but I plan on gaining them all back when we're at Wrigley Field tomorrow, so that'll be all right.
I'm excited. I'm very excited about that.
Any honorable mentions? Are you a cotton candy guy?
No, not really.
Me neither. Maybe when I was like 6 or 7.
I usually get the peanut shells.
Not a peanut guy. I don't know. Seems like too much work.
That's not what I thought your answer would be.
I'm not a peanut guy. Well, take it easy, all right? let's see. Anything? I mean, there's really, really good food at Wrigley now. And I will admit that Wrigley Field is – there are some, you know, great food choices there. Sox Park does have – yeah, I'd say Sox Park, guaranteed Wrigley Field, has incredible food choices. But there – I don't want people to discourage and like everybody thinks like, oh, if you want good food, you go to Guaranteed Rate. But because there are still really, really good choices at Wrigley Field
and around Wrigley Field before you go in.
Definitely. You can't go wrong. Are you a nachos in the helmet guy?
No, not really.
I'm officially out on nachos. I turned 30 and I'm out on nachos forever. I'm not doing it anymore.
That was your big thing at 30, was no more nachos?
And listen, here's my thought, and I think we talked about this. Loaded fries, like chili cheese fries, suck, okay? You get two good bites and then everything else is a sloppy mess. No, thank you. Nachos, I'm starting to get the same way. You get three or four good chips and then everything becomes a sloppy, soggy mess. No, thank you. I will now, if it's the choice where it's got the cheese on the sides in their own separate compartment so it's not touching the chips, we might be able to talk. But don't put the cheese on top of the chips. I'll do that myself. I'll let the chips not get soggy. So how about Cracker Jacks? That's like the classic one. Cracker Jacks suck, right?
I'm indifferent. I don't really care.
Not a Cracker Jacks fan.
Never. I mean, I'll eat them if they're... If I need to, I will.
All right. I can respect that. I've never, ever in my life, I'm 30 years old, I've never thought, you know what sounds good today? Cracker Jacks. Never has that come across my table. Never has it come through my mind. I'll pass. Hard pass. Anything else we forgot there, Big Z?
I don't think so.
Well, if you guys have anything else we forgot at Wrigley Field and didn't include on our top three of our...
I'm guessing we forgot something.
Oh, we definitely did. Someone that's been there more times than us. We usually go, you know, a couple times a year, but there's definitely someone that's like, you got to go to section 112. You got to find...
I always remember the early bird special, but now they don't have that because you're only allowed in like 40 minutes before the game starts.
Sure, sure. But let us know, folks. I know we forgot some stuff. But that was episode 102 of Typical Chicago Fans. Thank you, as always, to Frank, who came on and talked with us about this upcoming...
Frank the Tank.
Absolute legend.
We've had him on for many times.
I think Frank's been on not as much as Dom, but he's got to be in second place.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. So shout out to Frank. Thanks for coming on, talking Mets, talking whatever we, you know, came across our brains. Make sure you follow Frank at NJTank99. Like I said earlier, let us know what we missed on our rewriting the rules with our Wrigley Field top three. You let us know. But make sure you check out our sponsor, 26shirts.com/Chicago. Head to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago. Promo code Typical Chicago Fans. Get some of the great gear that we have, some of the best fitting Chicago sports merchandise around. They help out good causes. They help out the podcast. Use Typical Chicago Fans as a promo code for 15% off your order. Get yourself right for the summer. 26shirts.com/Chicago. Promo code Typical Chicago Fans. but make sure that you follow the Twitter main page at @typical_Chicago. Head to Facebook, Instagram, type in Typical Chicago Fans. Follow both of those pages. Give those a like. Same with the YouTube page. Subscribe there for all of our content in video form. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. You can roast me if you want as long as you leave a 5-star review. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We are there. But make sure to follow Zach at ZLiliaTCF and myself at BoomyTCF. Thank you for listening to episode 102 of Typical Chicago Fans. We love you all.
Peace.